So let's go to our first caller here this hour, Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, welcome aboard. You're on with Don Mussellian. Go ahead, please.
I'm not a first-time caller, but I do listen to your show every day, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I was wondering if your guest is familiar with the work that Dr. Judy Wood has done on 9/11.
I've heard about her, and I have the honor to tell you, I am not. Could you tell me about it?
Well, she's essentially come to the conclusion that directed energy weapons brought down the complex, and that there was a hurricane parked outside New York City on 11, and nobody seems to want to talk about that.
Well, may I just say one thing? I think the important thing is to take the government's own evidence, which is what I've done, and use it against it. That is more important than what Judy Wood is. In fact, someone did send me an email in which they said that what I have is beyond what Dr. Judy Wood has presented. In other words, they can't deny this. And this is the whole idea of the proclamation, and that they would, anyone who gets it, would have to prove that the government is wrong if they don't sign it. Because what I'm demanding through the oath of office is that the officials either give a written reason, valid reason, why they will not sign the proclamation, or they sign it. That's it. So I'd like to just skip to Dr. Judy Wood, and just let's go to the facts.
Yeah, I'm totally
I've had several different people contact me in regard to the work of Dr. Judy Woods. I've gone through her website, and she has very compelling information there. The unfortunate thing is that Dr. Wood, along with several other people, are linked in with the so-called no-planer crowd, the groups that are saying that there were no planes at all that hit the towers, and that it was all created by holographic images, by manipulated live video coverage, etc., etc. And rather than attacking the government with their information, they end up attacking other people in the 9/11 truth movement. And this is one of the main divisive points that I was referring to a little while ago, is that this is where divided we fall. It's a perfect illustration of how one group attacks another group. And, you know, I mean, what happened to Sun Tzu's philosophy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? You know, we're supposed to be working together on this instead of against one another. So that's, you know, unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. Sheldon, thank you for the call. We're going to take our break. We'll be back with Mike in Illinois, Tim in Tennessee, Dave in Montana, Rebecca in Oklahoma, and all the others. Everybody hang in there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, and we all know knowledge is power. That's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors of this radio station, or those who desperately want these opinions not to be heard. I was going to say I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm not sorry. I'm not at all sorry that some folks are upset from what they hear on this broadcast. It's time to start sticking them back with the stick that they've been poking us for all these years with. Welcome to hour number three of today's Friday installment of the Power Hour. This is Dave Von Kleist, and we're talking this hour with Don Mussellian, and he is spearheading an effort here to petition all local government officials, town, city, state, you name it, and he needs your help to do so. And this is why we've got all of his information posted at our website, thepowerhour.com. Click on his website, print out a copy of the petition, tailor it to fit your particular situation, and get it into your local officials. And that's what we're discussing right now. We have to force the powers that be to start dealing with this issue, because we are now in good company. There are legions, thousands of professionals that have joined the challenge of the official story of September 11th, 2001. There are architects, metallurgists, physicists, scientists, safety engineers, airline pilots, military officials, law enforcement personnel, firefighters, first responders, witnesses, all kinds of people from all walks of interest that are saying the official story is a fraud. And that fraud was used as an impetus to pass legislation in this country that has destroyed our rights, destroyed our way of life, and has been used as an excuse to launch not one, but two wars a half a world away, and contaminate the entire Middle East with depleted uranium for 4.5 billion years, meanwhile raising the ire and the hatred of an entire civilization on the other side of the world to justify once again more terrorist attacks here, so they can point their fickle finger of fate in the other direction so nobody will ever accuse the real guilty parties. That's in a nutshell, that's what it's all about. Don, is there anything that I just said that doesn't seem to fit with your particular philosophy?
No, everything's right there. I just want to add one thing to your motto about knowledge is power. I want to add one, three other words. Only when utilized. I'm asking your caller to utilize what they're hearing. And instead of telling me all the things that have happened, I want to hear someone get on the phone and say, yes, I will volunteer. I will support you. My name is such and such. And this is my email address. Then I'll put you down as a member of our activist army.
All right. Well, let's see if we can't get some people to do just that. Going back to the phone lines, we go to Illinois and say hello to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard. You're on with our guest, Don Massaro. You can go ahead, please.
How you doing, Don? I've not heard of you before. Great concept. I'd love to jump on board. I will give you my email address, but definitely not over the air.
No, just mail it to me through the Power Hour.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll have to re-listen to the show to get it. What I have basically to put together here is a lot of people, especially like you know, public speaking, you want to capture an audience. Okay, you have so many different people. You know, everybody's got this idea, and this one's cutting down that idea. But you see, the thing is what you have going, I found listening to you, is such a great concept because it allows me to take and input my things on there, which is a wonderful, but you got to get across to people. You know, some people, they see things different. Other people, they feel things. Other people, they hear things. Okay, I'm one of those kind of persons. Hey, I can see that. You know, you get the other person. I can feel that, you know, or I hear that. Well, myself and I don't want to get back on to Judy and John Hutchinson, but the thing was, I taken their videos and I shot it down where it was real small. Now I think with the combination of this little 5-minute thing, when you see a column just poof disappear, now that's going to grab somebody's attention. Well, yeah, it does. Now there's many aspects of this, but you relate to what I'm talking about. Great. Could you sign this petition here? Because there's this great gentleman out there called Don that nobody knew about him before, and now you've got a reason to look at this. Doesn't this astonish you? And you have other people out there outside of myself that, you know, they like to read the documents. Me, I couldn't. You know, you just show it to me. But what you're doing is great. I'm going to get your website down, and I will contact you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let me give the website here. Folks, if you'd like to contact Don Massaro, then what you do is go to his website. It is voicesofsafety.com. That's voicesofsafety.com, and click on Contacts. And right there is his email address. It's dmassarillion@voicesofsafety.com. It's not hard. So just go to his website, and then you can contact him directly. And I hope you are suffering a deluge of emails. I really do. And I want to underline that idea. You know, knowledge is indeed power. But, folks, if we can take all this knowledge in and we sit on it, again, I will repeat the statement that I've made so many times before. As a matter of fact, it's a quote that I put on my first album back in 96. The quote is, if you become aware of a lie and do nothing to expose the lie, you become part of the lie. Now, if you want this cover-up and this subterfuge and this fraud to continue, then do absolutely nothing. Just sit on your hands and just wait for somebody else to do it. But if that's your case, think of all the other people that are going to be doing exactly the same thing. It's time to roll up your sleeves, get involved. So email Don at voicesofsafety.com. Get involved.
Dave, I'd like to add two other quotes to this, what you just gave, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right,
please,
first is by George Orwell. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is an act of rebellion. I want rebels. That's what we need to tell the truth.
That's second, Aldous Huxley has said that. Yeah.
George Orwell, actually.
I thought it was Huxley.
No, it's Orwell.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, the other one is from Gloria Steinem, and this is my favorite. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off.
Yeah, I remember that one, too. All right,
that's
let's
my
back
favorite.
Let's go back to the...